From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says a planned meeting between Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and U.S. President Donald Trump has been canceled. Mexicans don't like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration, and Mr. Peña Nieto called off the meeting. In a speech Thursday in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying it costs the U.S. as much as $60 billion each year in trade deficits. Later, spokesman Sean Spicer proposed a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a possible way to pay for the wall.
If you tax that 50%, $50 billion at 20% of imports, which is, by the way, a practice that 160 other countries do. Right now, our country's policy is to tax exports and let imports flow freely in, which is ridiculous. But by doing it that way, we can do $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall.
Sean Spicer. Turkey says it is too early to comment on U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important first to see the results of some studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and the State Department. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President Barack Obama did not like the idea. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he had been staying and since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. A special United Nations representative says UN forces are assigned to ensure the safety of Mr. Barrow. This is VOA News.